is Fun Drive over here at CITR. So please go to citr.ca/donate and feel free to contribute anything you can. The thing that I always tell my friends is that instead of going out to buy a coffee tomorrow morning, make one at home and then donate those $2 to $3 to the radio station. The money not only helps volunteers such as myself, but it also helps the station upkeep, but also run and organize events for the community and for its staff and volunteers as well. So please, please do feel free to donate to citr.ca/donate. So in terms of today's show, as I mentioned, lots of music pertaining to money, but also a conversation with Danny Doucette, who is a Toronto-based, but currently releasing her latest album, which is Run With Me. It came out a few weeks ago, and it is very good. And so we're going to hear some songs from that and also have a chat with Danny Doucette here on La Bonne Heure. So with that, here is her song, Run With Me.
We love starting over. It seems that you and me, we always need to slow down the speed when we're so high. It's almost like it's never enough or too much. It's
questions, but just funner questions to get us started.
Perfect.
So the first is that you've said that you're very influenced by kind of the 90s, by musicians from the 90s. I was wondering if you had maybe like a top three.
Ooh, 90s musicians. Well, one of my first concerts my dad ever took me to was Amanda Marshall. So she's one of my favorite Canadian artists, as well as Alanis Morissette, I have to say. She was an amazing artist in the 90s, still is an amazing artist. Number three, that's a hard one. I love Donna Lewis. She was a pop artist. She had that one song, I love you always forever, Neva. You know that one? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I like that song. What's her name?
Donna Lewis.
Donna Lewis. Okay, I will check. Yeah. I've definitely heard that song and I like that song, but I never really looked into who it was. If you could perform at any Canadian venue right now, which one would it be?
History in Toronto. It's a really beautiful new venue. I also, you know, some of the old theaters, I mean, you told me I could pick one. History is beautiful because it's new and it's amazing. But off the top, what's the other one I really want to perform at? Oh my gosh, it's right downtown Toronto. I can't even think of the name off the top of my head right now. We'll stick with history. We'll stick with history.
Wonderful. And if you could go back in time, so, you know, you get a time machine appears right in front of you. You go back in time and you are able to be featured on any song. Which song would you choose?
Featured or get to take the song?
Okay, yeah, I feel like you can take the song. Yeah, take the song. It's all yours.
If there was a song that I could have taken from somebody, I would say Stevie Nicks, like Fleetwood Mac. Now here you go again, you say. That one I would have liked to have made mine, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's very great pick. I support that one. So moving a little bit more into the music side of things, you've mentioned that you like writing while like in nature. And so you're also, you know, from Toronto. So I was wondering how the peace and the quiet of that nature that inspires you compared to, you know, the hustle and the bustle of, you know, the big Toronto city, how you think each of those influence your music in different ways?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is inspiration comes in all different like ways. Like, you know, I could sit down at the beach and I'll write something totally different than if I'm walking through the city. So, I don't know. Like, I think in nature, I tend to write things that are a little bit more of substance. And maybe that's because you can have that moment of reflectivity and just kind of like be able to be in your music and in your mind and in your deep thought. Mm-hmm. When I'm walking around the city, I'm generally looking around my surroundings and pulling inspiration from people that I see or stories that I would inhabit would be their lives, you know? It just depends on the atmosphere, but I can find inspiration kind of everywhere, and I do, which is, it's nice, yeah.
That's lovely. And you've mentioned in the past planning some like big shows, and I know that you were especially talking about, you know, post-COVID having like a next level show. Were you able to achieve that, or is that still something that you're building up to do and accomplish?
Yeah, no, I'm very lucky that I know a lot of amazing, talented musicians in the Toronto area. So when we kind of had that reprieve in the summer, I had a show that was very much like a DJ and dancers, which is really fun and very reflective of like the music I was creating at the time. Because during the summer, I was actually releasing a lot of house EDM kind of collabs, which was cool because through this time, it's allowed me to kind of broaden my horizons for a global reach. So I was, asked by different DJs to write. And that was a really fun project. So at the time, performing with the DJ and with dancers made sense. But I just released my first album 2 weeks ago. And on that album, there's a lot of songs that have been with me for years. And those are all very personal songs to me. So I want to show them in a more authentic interesting way. So moving forward, I'll be having like a full band and like with backtrack. So the whole thing's very like, it's evolving very organically. And coming out of this, I'm going to have, I've already booked a few shows. It'll be myself and like five key members of a band, which is going to be really cool. I'm very excited for that, and that happens again for sure.
That's so exciting. maybe you can try, try to see if history is free to
put
you in for a show. So you do, like, kind of mentioning that DJ aspect, but also this backtrack and this band, you do really like collaboration. And I was wondering why that's not only important to you as an artist, but why that's something that inspires you and something that you enjoy, let's say.
Well, I think the key word in what you just said is artist, like the artistry of it. Like, I'm not just a singer, you know, like I write all of my own music. I'm very much involved in the production part of it. And for me, when I get to like experiment with other people, it's really cool to kind of pull out new things that you haven't tried yet. I love taking risks that way and just kind of like seeing how I evolve naturally, I guess you could say. I do also turn down a lot of things. So, you know, I do know what resonates with me in the moment, rather than just kind of doing anything off the cuff, right? So, so it's just the evolution and just, you know, seeing what feels good in the moment and what I'm inspired to work on at that time.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you write all your own songs. I was wondering if you had a favorite lyric that you've written.
Oh, ooh, that's hard. I just, on my new album, on the album, there's a song called Post It. Mm-hmm. And that lyric I started writing probably like seven years ago, and I would perform it with an acoustic guitar at different local bars. And the opening lyric is, "Will you ever be more? Are you sick of selling yourself short? From likes and love and commentary, what are we really doing it for?" And it was really like a very insightful look, because like, you know, we're in this age of social media and we're just kind of like regurgitating like photos and like things for an audience that we're not sure is necessarily the audience that would bring attention to our arts. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're people that really have no care of who we are at all. And it's like, why are we doing it? So it's really like asking the question, like, why are you posting what you're posting? And is it because you need to be validated in who you are? Do you need love from strangers? Mm-hmm. And it's just very much like a very deep lyric, that entire song.
That's very interesting. And I love songs that have kind of that look into not only the artist's life, but into, you know, life in the moment and how, mm-hmm. you know, social media as well, tying everything mm-hmm. together. Very good job. And that's a really great transition into talking about the album. Run With Me is out. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
I was wondering what influenced the genre, what influenced the themes and the topics that you address in this project?
Really, so like I was saying, a lot of the songs were works that has kind of evolved over the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. So this album itself, I didn't want to change the way that the songs had originally been started. Mm-hmm. You know, over years when you're creating music, you are like you're maturing in your own way as well. So like a lot of the songs are very electronic, don't have a whole lot of like instrumentation. Mm-hmm. And like moving forward, I probably will have more guitar in songs and stuff, but I wanted it to be very much a picture of who I was and who I am at this time. Mm-hmm. And also how the songs progressed on their own. So even the selection of like how I put them together, like the order of the songs was something that I spent a lot of time on. Mm-hmm. Just to have, like, if the listener was listening all the way through, it's just a really nice ride. Puzzled it opens with, which is like one of my favorite songs. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a timestamp. It's a timestamp in my journey. And even the title Run With Me is kind of like an invitation for people to join me on my journey. Being that it's my first EP, it's like, join me and come along with me on my musical journey. Mm-hmm. And see what's coming next, you know?
I love that. That's so wholesome. I really like that. And so the opening track, as you mentioned, is Into the Danny verse, which I found very fun as well. And it kind of is mirrored in the artwork of your EP and of this project, because, you know, it's kind of space related, there's all those little doodles of like planets. I was wondering where that idea came from.
It's very much a story. Like, ever since I was a little girl, the sun that you see on the cover artwork, there's like a little smiling sun. That was a doodle that coincided with the first song I ever wrote called Sun World. And Sun World is a planet that I envisioned when I was a little girl, about this far off land that was just the most beautiful place you could ever imagine. So it's kind of funny because it's very synchronistic in how this sun world, this sun, how I already was on another planet when I was 6 years old. And Daniverse, it's Danny, so for me, and my, and verse is the story section of a song. So whenever you hear a song, a verse is generally dictating how the story goes. So Daniverse actually means my story.
Okay. Wow, there's really like a lot of thought.
Yeah.
I don't know, the way you're explaining this project just makes it even more inviting and just more interesting, yeah. I feel. And it's so wonderful that you have such meaning behind, you know, the title, behind these songs, behind the tracks, and moving from the tracks themselves into more of the creative process. We talked a little bit about your inspiration from different musicians, from different areas. But I was wondering what the timeline, let's say, of Danny Doucette making a song would be. You sit down to write, production, recording. How does everything come into play?
Yeah, to be fair, there's some days I walk in and I can write 3-4 songs. Like it's very much about my surroundings and just kind of like the mood I'm in, I guess you could say, will depict maybe the style of the song. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I can walk out of a studio with a demo every day, pretty much. I'm writing always, so there's always something new. And sometimes it just starts with like one line and then I just kind of go off of that for how the story is going to go. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, not everything makes it to an album, but everything, you know, is a thought in a moment. So I always keep it in the back pocket just in case.
That's great. So always writing, that's amazing. Cause you know, like I personally, at least, always have moments of like writer's block, or I have moments where I'm super inspired. So how do you think that you're able to keep up that consistency of inspiration and of, you know, output when it comes to songwriting?
Well, one of the big reasons why I'm here is that I could have a change of scenery for that reason. So it's been nice to not have to, you know, get up, and we get into, you know, our rhythm at home where it's like you wake up, you watch the news, and you watch about what's going on in the world, and there isn't much inspiring about that right now, unless I'm gonna write some really like hateful songs. So for me, it was just like getting out, getting away from television, getting inspired again by just like sitting on a beach or sitting in a treehouse and, you know, just being quiet in my thoughts. So change of scenery was a big, big thing for me. And it's been really nice. I've been like down here and kind of just writing some new things, and especially for my next album. So that's been a lot of fun. And yeah.
That's great, definitely. Well, one last question before I let you get back to that really beautiful scenery. What is next? What can people look forward to, you know, in the upcoming weeks, in the upcoming months? What's your next plan?
Yeah, so definitely once things open, shows are going to be what's next, which I'm excited about. I do have a collab release with Saint Misha, who's an amazing producer. I wrote this song years ago, and it was recorded a top line vocal, and we just ended up creating this really cool house song that's amazing. I'm really excited about, so that'll be coming out the beginning of March. And the new album, I'm already working with people on it right now. So that'll be coming probably in fall this year. And then one more thing. So in honor of the album that I just put out, and since it was released during COVID, which was put such a damper on everything. I wasn't able to like really like celebrate the fact that I had released this album. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a full length live recording from front to back of the album. So every song strung together with all live players, even including like a cello player, a stand up bass, something really cool and organic. And the entire album is going to be recorded from front to back. And then we're going to put that up like live on YouTube live. We're actually going to release it as an album as well. And instead of it being called Run With Me, it's going to be called Live With Me. So it'll be the exact same album, but live.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's going to be
really
fun.
Exciting. I love the cello. The cello is one of my favorite sounding instruments. So I'm very excited to listen into that. When do you have like a timeline maybe for Live With Me?
I'm hoping April. April would be a pretty good date to hit.
Looking forward to April then. Wonderful.
Thank
you so much for coming in to chat with me today.
Thank you, Valley.
Have a wonderful rest of your day in the sun and the sand.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Let's take a selfie. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. The best.
Have a nice day, Danny. Bye.
Bye, beautiful. Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Take care.
Hey there. This is Aaron from the Flower Power Hour. This week is Fund Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. For me, CITR is the place for underground arts in Vancouver. When I came to UBC a few years back, I couldn't have asked to be accepted and welcomed into a community like CITR has done for me. The difference between CITR and other arts organizations is the emphasis on remaining independent and local. If you're an underrepresented voice in Vancouver, you have a home at CITR. If you are in a position to contribute, please visit CITR.ca/donate to donate and help us remain the most reliable station to discover new local music. Thank you.
Sunlight washed over you, edge of the bed looking fly in that light gray suit. Take it off, can't be comfortable for you. I hair in your face, looking down at your leather boots. Smile on your lips when I look this way at you. Take it off, can't be comfortable for you. I you can't deny it, we should just get to business. You wanna try it, I would, or you might miss this. Let's make a deal, if you feel like making moves. Sheets off the bed, lost in my head. You got my body, feeding for days. Let's spend the afternoon, afternoon, afternoon. I'm making moves with you, moves with you, moves with you. Stay here and stay. Let's get undressed. You've been so busy. Work on me instead. Let's spend the afternoon, afternoon, afternoon. I'm making moves with you. In the bedroom, need you don't have to go nowhere soon. Keep the deals between me and you. Ooh, overachiever on a weekend. This is house arrest, but you ain't leaving. You want those days off? I'll be a reason. You can't deny it. We should just get to business. You wanna try it? I would, or you might miss this. Let's make a deal. If you feel like making moves, ooh. She's off the bed, lost in my head. You got my body, feeding for days. Let's spend the afternoon, afternoon, afternoon. I'm making moves with you, moves with you, moves with you. Stay here and stay.
afternoon, afternoon, I'm making moves with you. Create your own world and live in it. This is mine. Welcome to the universe. 10. Song selection. 8. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
That is Dani Doucette introducing us into the Daniverse, which is her latest album, Run With Me. It was so great getting to chat with her about her music, listening to the album, and also just chatting about life in general, you know, different venues in Toronto. It's very exciting always to hear where people would want to perform. I always find that I get such different answers from people. Some people like really big venues, some people like much smaller, intimate venues. But I've actually never heard of History in Toronto. So thanks, Dani, for bringing that up. I will definitely check them out. On that note, we just listened to Making Moves by Dani Doucette, and now I'm moving into the money side of the show today. As I mentioned, and as some of the ads that I'm going to be playing today will mention, today is Fun Drive here at CITR, which basically means that we are fundraising for our radio station. If people are sitting in the nest right now and can hear me talking, this is your opportunity to head to citr.ca/donate and donate $1 to $1 million. You know, whatever you have, whatever you can spare. If you can spare $1 million, actually don't donate to CITR. Just give it to me, you know, I'll take $1 million. But please do donate to the station here, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Valley, and you are listening to La Bonne Heure. And to get us started with our money-making music, here is... Ooh, I have a meeting in half an hour. My phone just let me know. So to get us started with the money-making music, here is an absolute classic when it comes to making money. Here is Money, Money, Money by ABBA.
What's wrong?
I just got dumped.
Aw, don't worry. There are plenty other fish in the sea. Plus, do you know who's single? CITR, and they're looking for love this fun drive season.
Really? Is that the radio station that airs Therapy Hour every other Tuesday at 6 p.m.?
Yeah, it is. Therapy Hour is looking for at least 5 donations from listeners this Valentine's Day. So if you wanted to be flirty, you could donate in their name.
But I'm really shy. I don't know if they'll like me.
Don't be shy. Plus, you gotta act quickly because Fun Drive is only taking place from the 3rd to the 11th of February.
Oh, okay. How do I donate?
Visit citr.ca/donate.
Okay, I'm grabbing my wallet now.
That's hot.
Do funny things.
are currently listening to CITR 101.9 FM and listening to La Bonne Heure with myself, Valley. It is nice to have you all tuning in. And if you are tuning in, we would love for you to head over to citr.ca/donate to donate as much as you can to the CITR community radio station here. Playing lots of songs relating to money just to maybe promote and manipulate you into donating some money for the show. But continuing on with the money-making music, we have one of my favorites. We have Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani, followed by Cream, so C-R-E-A-M, Cash Rules Everything Around Me by the Wu-Tang Clan. And that one is a little bit explicit, so, you know, okay, here is Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani. Na, 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 na.
No. What's happening? I'm Owen Wilson, and I'm here to talk to you about a subject that's near and dear to my heart.
The CITR and Discorder Fun Drive. CITR's great. So is Discorder.
I don't know what to expect. I got to be honest. I come in, it's like a little like I'm trying to get my bearings. There's cartoons, your mom.
Radio's cool.
So do the right thing. Donate now to the...
The CITR and Discorder Fun Drive.
You'd be doing me a solid.
Go to CITR.ca/donate.
Come on. Come on.
That nigga one guy. Where we at? Look out for the cops, though.
Cash food.
Word up. 2 for 5s over here, baby. Word up. 2 for 5s. Niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash food, everything around me. Cream it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash food, everything around me. Cream it. The money.
Here we go. Check this shit. Yeah. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Had second hands. Moms bounced on old man. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits by high stakes. Making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up white boys on ballboards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas. Rolling in MPVs. Every week we make 40 G's. Yo, nigga, respect my nigga to Tech Notch. Bow.
Hey, it's me. Are you still on for Saturday?
We get it. It's hard being new in Vancouver. Between big city loneliness and emotionally unavailable people. It's hard to put yourself out there without losing your mind. And your dignity. Sometimes, the hardest part about online dating is weeding out those sizzling hot ruby red flags. Other times, it feels difficult to get anywhere at all. Community radio will never ghost you, because there are plenty of fish at CITR. Help keep our station running by donating to CITR.ca/donate.
One last song for you all here on La Bonne Heure with myself, Valley, here on CITR 101.9 FM. We are going to be listening to Money, That's What I Want by The Beatles. And after that, I'm going to wish you a perfect, wonderful, and moneyful rest of your day. Another thing that would be great if it was full of money would be the CITR Fund Drive donation website. If you head to citr.ca/donate, you can donate as much or anything that you can spare. That would be wonderful. But if not, just enjoy the next song and I will see you again next week. Here is Money, That's What I Want by The Beatles. Bye.
Means everything, it ain't my fault.